1019 CITR. That's Onion House, great band from Victoria, BC. A tune called Cleansing Ground, taken from a self-titled four-song tape they put out about 17 years ago. Welcome to the show. The time is about 7 minutes past the hour 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and the show is Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you very much for tuning us in. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so. We're going to do all the best the world of punk rock has to offer. And we're going to start things off with a tune from an excellent Boston punk rock band. They're called The Freeze, and this is a song taken from the Token Bones compilation song, Broken Bones. This is The Freeze, 101.9 FM CITR.
Your life. I think we should spend whatever effort, whatever time, whatever resources necessary to find him and his forces, to annihilate him and his forces, and all who've made his dastardly work possible.
Thank you. Johnny's gonna go to the movies tonight. And yeah, he's gonna get drunk, gonna get in fights. But he won't back down. And not afraid to fly when driving down that road. But then he never saw that Friday. Hey, no. It's a star of this earth. It's a cry for anything. When it drags you under. When it brings you to your knees. It's a star of this earth. It's a star of this earth. It's a star of this earth. It's a star. To a little meeting, feeling bitter doubts in their cold feelings. Yeah, it's a scar of innocence. 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 Will you know?
Okay, 101.9 FM CITR from Chicago, Illinois. This is a band called The Lonely Kings. Tune you heard there was called Scar of Innocence, and it was taken from their second full-length release, Crowning Glory. They've only played here once that I can think of, a couple years ago at the Warped Tour. Can't really think of any other time. Anyways, prior to that was another band from Chicago. They're called The Falcon. Sort of a side project for members of the Lawrence Arms, Alkaline Trio, and a couple other bands. They've got an EP out on the Red Scare label, which is kind of like the new Panic Button. The album's called God Don't Make No Trash, or Up Your Ass with Broken Glass. All their songs have subtitles. The song you heard there was called Look Ma, No Fans, or Do You Want Fries with These Songs? There you are. Prior to The Falcon, you heard from The Misfits. The tune was called Blood Feast. I have it on Collection 2. I think that's off... whatchamacallit? Earth AD. If I'm not mistaken. Part of that was The Dwarves, from their latest one, The Dwarves Must Die. The tune you heard there was called Downey Jr. The Dwarves are going to be playing here before too long. The 1st of February, in fact. It's a Thursday. Coming up before too long. They're playing at the Plaza Club, of all places. So check that out. They're playing with The Jolts and I don't remember who else. Part of that, you heard from The Feds, another Chicago band. How about that? Chicago Bureau was the name of the album. Hard to Find was the name of the song that you heard. That was a side project for members of bands like the Bollweevils. See, part of that were The Marshes. I don't know where they're from. Fledgling was the name of the album. It's their second full-length release, to my knowledge. A tune you heard from them was called Cliff. The Freeze started off that set. Excellent band from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Actually from the Boston punk scene, but there you have it. The album's called Token Bones, and it's a collection of recordings from the very early days to the very late ones. Tune here from them is called Broken Bones. Band has been around for ages and ages, probably 20 years, more than that. Probably 25 years, The Freeze. And they've actually got a brand new album coming out later this year, so check that out. There's really good stuff. The Freeze are a very, very fine band, despite the fact that they're like 40 or something. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM. CITR. It's about 26 minutes past your hour, 12 midnight. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Delighted to have you along with us here for week number 442 in the history of this program. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will have our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band from Berkeley, California called the Mr. T Experience. Very, very prolific band. They've put out a number of excellent albums over the years, and we'll be playing liberally from all of them. Except the last couple where they had the keyboard player. They kind of suck. But anywho, the first 8 or 9 albums, fantastic. So check that out. That's coming up in about a half hour, 40 minutes time. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Sam I Am, Hong Kong Blonde, Dag Nasty, Bad Religion, Loose Change, The Furies, and AK-47. First, we're going to play a tune from the Dickies. It's a cover tune that NoFX did as well. I think it's by the Germs? I'm not sure. It's written by Patsmere. Anyways, the tune is called Golden Boys. This is the Dickies, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Looking straight ahead. Citizen, and I know that we are living too far out of bounds. No!
All right, 101.9 FM CHR from my hometown of Victoria. That's AK-47. A tune called Nothing. It's taken from a new compilation called Killed by Canada. Put out to the good people at Fans of Bad Productions. Part of that were the Furies from right here in Vancouver, BC. Band that was around in 1978. The song is called What Do You Want Me to Be? That was taken from a compilation called Last Call. The Furies is another in a long line of Vancouver bands that's getting back together to play a reunion show. The 10th of February, they're opening up for DOA at Richards on Richards. The Furies, apparently they only existed for 8 months back in 1978. So check that out. Vancouver history coming to life. Prior to that were Loose Change. Tube's called Crash. And those taken from an album called Fire It Up, released on the Cold Front label. Oh, whatever happened to Cold Front Records? They were very big, very briefly, and just fizzled right away. Part of that was Bad Religion. That was taken from Generator, the new remastered version. The song you heard there was called Too Much to Ask. That was my alarm clock song for last week or so. Dag Nasty before that from the remastered version of Can I Say. That was a bonus track called Another Wrong. Prior to that, Hong Kong Blonde from right here in Vancouver, BC. That tune was called Hell is Alive. And that was another song taken from that Fans of Bad Production compilation, Killed by Canada. Prior to that were Sam I Am. They've got a brand new album up. We actually played an older song there. It's from the Clumsy album. And the tune was called Routine. And starting out that set were the Dickies. With a tune called Golden Boys, taken from Idjit Savant. Like I said, that is a cover song. It's also done by NoFX. And I believe it's by the Germs. But I'm not entirely sure because I can't find anything to back that up. But there you go. So, the time is about 15 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you very much for tuning us in. As always, a broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Coming up at the top of the hour will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band from Berkeley, California, called the Mr. T Experience, so do stay tuned for that. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Operation Ivy, Bum, Green Day, Corrupted Peasant Farmers, None More Black, and Matt Skiba from the Alkaline Trio. First, I'm going to start things off with a Chicago band called The Arrivals. It's taken from a compilation on release on the Fat record label called Protect, a benefit for the National Association to Protect Children. And the tune is called Failure. So here you go. From Chicago, Illinois, this is The Arrivals, 101.9 FM CITR. Let's go!
What's in it? 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 What's in it
For victory, for all you pot smokers out there.
Yeah.
All right, 101.9 FM CITR. That's Matt Skiba there, the singer-guitarist from Alkaline Trio. His take on Pegboy's Field of Darkness, taken from a tribute to Pegboy called The World I Know. Part of that were None More Black, band from, I think they're from Philadelphia. I'm not really sure where they're based. They're kind of from all over the place. Two was called Everyday Balloons, and it was taken from their first full-length release, File Under Black. Corrupted Peasant Farmers before that, with a tune called Hemp for Victory. The album was called Peasants by Birth, Farmers by Trade, Corrupted by the Dollar. Prior to that were Green Day, with a bonus track from the Kerplunk reissue. It was called Best Thing in Town, originally taken by a 7-inch release on the Skeen record label. Bum before that from Victoria, BC. The tune was called My Pal, which is taken from the I Am Superwoman album. Just trying to see if I can find who wrote that song, because I don't actually know. Oh, never mind, I brought that from home. Anywho, there you go. That was Bum with My Pal. Part of that were Operation Ivy with the a track from the Energy LP. It was called Missionary. It's the last song in that album. And starting off the set from Chicago, Illinois, The Arrivals. From a compilation on Fat Records called Protect. The tune you hear from them was called Failure. And there you are. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. Time is about 5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rock band from Berkeley, California, called the Mr. T Experience. These guys have been one of my favorite bands over the years. I've seen them numerous times. In fact, the very first show I ever came to Vancouver to see was a Nardwar production with Smugglers and Mr. T Experience at the 56 Gallery. I was about 13, maybe 14 years old. Indeed. Excellent band. Very, very tongue-in-cheek. Intelligent lyrics. Catchy tunes. They have definitely been a joy over the years. Unfortunately, they added a keyboard player in recent years, and it kind of detracted. And their recent efforts have reflected that. But we're going to be playing stuff from the first few albums, which are the best. And we do hope you enjoy it. Like I say, they have a number of albums out. I think... Can I even count how many we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like 9. The first 9 albums we'll be playing stuff from. And it is top quality. So do sit back and do relax. We've got about 45 minutes worth of tunes from the Mr. T Experience. And we're going to start things off with a classic tune, which basically encompasses Dr. Frank's entire thesis for his master's degree into about 2 minutes. The song is called The Complicated History of the Concept of the Soul. And here it is. This is the Mr. T Experience, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Listen to you. Oh, well, my arms wound up dead, and you said things will get better. But it hasn't happened yet, and when I look at your picture, I can't believe it's true. And that's the last time I listen to you. So I'm gonna get trashed, and I might just get a gun just to show you I'm desperate and to keep you hanging.
Ruben.
Okay, here's the big one. Let's do Danny.
Danny, Bo, Danny, Banana, Santa, Bo, Danny. Danny.